Hello, I'm Simon Callow. I spent a lot of my career involved in the works of Charles Dickens, and of course Dickens was one of the most socially committed of all writers, and above all, he was passionate about the condition of the working classes and of the poor, and those who had fallen outside of the system, which in Victorian England anyway was a very ungenerous system. Above all, he was conscious of the children. Children are absolutely central to Dickens's novels. We think of Oliver Twist, we think of Tiny Tim, we think of Little Dombey, we think of all those children that Dickens so identified with, because, of course, he'd had a childhood of desperate poverty. He'd had to work in a blacking factory. He knew what poverty was at first hand, and he knew how corrosive and destructive and vicious a thing it can be, how it can actually, sometimes literally, but emotionally and in other ways, cripple a child to be brought up in abject poverty. And, of course, we like to think that we've solved these problems, that Dickens is writing about a time in which people suffered much more than they do now, but it isn't so at all. People, you can see it all around, actually. People suffer desperately for lack of money. In our society, perhaps worse than in his, the contrast is so shocking between those who have vast, vast sums of money and those who have really nothing at all. And the fact that children are being brought up in circumstances of sometimes desperate poverty still today is painful to me and would have shocked Dickens to the core. So the Child Poverty Action Group exists to advise, help and support people who find themselves in desperate straits. It means that the children of these families might have a chance of a better life. So if you can help in any way at all, it'll be immensely valuable, not only for them, but for society at large. We all owe this to them. So please help if you possibly can.